I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The biggest crises we see around the world usually have multiple causes, and that's why we have to address the problem on multiple fronts. The most important one is prayer. So we're starting in Africa today. And with Mother's Day fresh in our minds, a ministry is asking us to consider supporting other moms from around the world. We'll get to that story in a moment. But first, as you listen to this broadcast, 20 million people throughout sub-Saharan Africa stand at risk of starvation. Open Doors USA's Emily Fuentes says, next to the refugee crisis, this is one of the most severe humanitarian crises of the last 50 years.
What's particularly difficult about it, though, is that it is, by and large, a man-made famine. Drought has affected it. Some other things have affected it, but a lot of it's man-made. Either groups like Al-Shabaab in Somalia blocking aid workers from coming in because they're viewed as Western, or government officials seizing food in South Sudan so the people won't get it.
Fuente says Christians are especially at risk and that it's important we stay knowledgeable about their situation.
What's especially difficult for our work is that Christians are being impacted by it because they've been displaced in Nigeria specifically by Boko Haram. So it's especially important for Christians to be paying attention not only for their own brothers and sisters who are being persecuted and facing this famine, but then for all other people who are facing the famine in all these countries.
Open Doors is on the ground, assisting families who've been affected by the famine. Fuente says your prayer and financial support are vital. Details on this story can be found at missionnews.org. Next, we know that education leads to a better future, but it also plays a role in spiritual freedom. Francis Senyanjo of Set Free Ministries East Africa gives us an example from one of the many schools that they support. In Uganda, Victorious Tata Primary School is a symbol of academic possibilities and of freedom from the local witch doctors.
The children out there enjoying a better life in terms of better health, in terms of being fed, in terms of spending more time out there in school and improving their school performance. Not only that, but also hearing and listening to the Word of God, which is giving them a new understanding of life, new meanings, a sense of hope, and ownership to their destiny.
The school's only 8 years old, but has grown from less than 30 kids to over 400. It's a marker of true change.
The spiritual component is key because it sets the children to see things differently, whereby there's a greater sense of discipline in terms of their focus, there's hope, there's the love that these children get from being at school.
So is it working? Yeah. Last year's scores rivaled those of Kampala's grades, something unheard of for a rural school. And it's a new generation growing up without fear of the local witch doctors. And finally, you celebrated your own mom yesterday. So today, Food for the Hungry is sharing what they're doing to support other moms around the world. One of Food for the Hungry's programs is a savings group, which women join to learn business and financial skills. These tools are essential for moms, especially in the impoverished areas where they may be the sole provider for their kids. Food for the Hungry's Gary Edmonds shares Alba's story, a 30-year-old mom whose life was changed in a savings group.
She learned how to take banana fibers, use other fibers, began to build things such as purses and dresses and scarves and hats and just have handicraft things that she could then begin to sell on an open market. And she has this as a quote that I remember. She said, "I feel that even my community is benefiting my work. For me, Food for the Hungry and all its contributors are a symbol of family transformation along with many other women in my community, and I'm sure we're very grateful for them."
Hearts are changed as well.
You then have the addressing of the physical needs and the skills to that kind of an end, but it also gets addressed with a presentation of the gospel, with biblical truth, biblical values.
Would you pray for Alba and moms like her to be strengthened through Christ as they support their families? And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.